Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls for more female participation in workforce on International Women's Day as India heads towards becoming third biggest economy of the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government is dedicated to empowerment of women, distributes 450 crore rupees to over 2.5 lakh women during Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat. 75,000 new seats to be added in medical education in the country over the next 5 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurates Indian Consulate at Belfast in Northern Ireland. US President Donald Trump threatens Canada with new tariffs on its lumber and dairy products. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on UP Warriors in Lucknow this evening. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed that there should be more women in the workforce, as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world, addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Vikasit Bharat in New Delhi today, to mark the International Women's Day. The president emphasized that the daughters of the nation are playing a crucial role in realizing the vision of a developed India. She highlighted the importance of society creating a supportive environment to help them progress and fulfill their potential.
आज जो भारत विश्व की तीसरे सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की और अग्रसर हो रहा है तो देश के वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी तेजी से बढ़नी चाहिए वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बढ़ने के लिए उन्हें शिक्षा और नौकरी से समान अवसर प्रदान करना महत्वपूर्ण है.
President Murmu stated that the central government is continuously working to ensure that women in the country are politically, economically and socially empowered and are able to lead the nation towards the vision of a developed India. She described the provision of reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam as a historic step towards political empowerment.
नारी शक्ति बंधन अधिनियम के द्वारा लोकसभा और विधान सभाओं में महिलाओं के लिए आरक्षण का प्रावधान उनके राजनीतिक सशक्तिकरण की दिशा में ऐतिहासिक कदम है. जमीनी स्तर पर महिलाओं को सशक्त बनाने के लिए स्वयं सहायता समूह से उन्हें जोड़ा जा रहा है तो आर्थिक आत्मनिर्भरता प्राप्त करें इसके लिए लखपति दीदी कार्यक्रम चल रहा है. नमन ड्रोन दीदी योजना भी महिलाओं के आर्थिक और तकनीकी सशक्तिकरण का माध्यम बने रही.
Union Ministers Arjun Ram Meghwal and Annapurna Devi also addressed the gathering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat on the occasion of International Women's Day today, Mr. Modi emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance to dignity and well-being of women at every step. Prime Minister Modi stated that the banner of women's empowerment is soaring across all sectors of society, with the power of Indian women now acknowledged globally. He praised the role of self-help groups in the nation's development and announced that the government is aiming to create 3 crore Lakhpati Didis over the next 5 years as part of its ongoing efforts to empower women.
Nari ka samman, yahi samaj aur desh ke vikas ki pehli seedhi hoti. Isliye viksit Bharat banane ke liye, Bharat ke tej vikas ke liye, आज भारत विमेन लेड डेवलपमेंट की राह पर चल पड़ा. हमारी सरकार महिलाओं के जीवन में सम्मान और सुविधा दोनों को सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता देती है.
The Prime Minister also highlighted the government's achievements in enhancing women's security over the past decade, citing the implementation of new criminal laws designed to protect women's rights.
तीन तलाक के खिलाफ सख्त कानून बनाकर हमारी सरकार ने लाखों मुस्लिम बहनों का जीवन तबाह होने से बचाया है. आर्टिकल 370 की दीवार गिरने के बाद जम्मू कश्मीर में भी महिलाओं को वो सारे अधिकार मिले हैं जो भारत की बेटियों को बहनों को मिलते हैं.
During the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan, the Prime Minister also disbursed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. Mr. Modi also felicitated five Lakhpati Didis with Lakhpati Didi certificates. He also launched the two initiatives, G Safal, Gujarat Scheme for Antyodaya Families for Augmenting Livelihoods, and G Maitri, Gujarat Mentorship and Acceleration of Individuals for Transforming Rural Income Program of the Gujarat Government. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi interacted with 10 beneficiaries of Lakhpati Didi scheme at Navsari district who shared their experiences. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has handed over his social media accounts for a day to inspiring women to mark the International Women's Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, since morning there have been inspiring posts by extraordinary women sharing their own journeys and inspiring other women. He said, these women belong to different parts of India and have excelled in different areas with the underlying theme of India's Nari Shakti. Through the Prime Minister's social media account on X, Dr. Anjali Agarwal, who is the founder of Samarthyam Center for Universal Accessibility, said she wants to ignite a spark of transformation and seek a call to action. Elena Mishra, a nuclear scientist, and Shilpi Soni, a space scientist, said they were thrilled to be helming the Prime Minister's social media on Women's Day. The Central Railway commemorated International Women's Day in an innovative way by operating an all-women train today. The Vande Bharat Express train number 22223 departed from the renowned Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj terminus bound for Shirdi with an all-women crew on board, including the loco pilot, assistant loco pilot, train manager, ticket examiners and on-board catering staff. The iconic Vande Bharat Express reached Shirdi as scheduled, showcasing a significant milestone in women's empowerment. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today announced that the government plans to add 75,000 new seats in medical education over the next 5 years. Mr. Nadda was addressing the inaugural session of the International Symposium on Health Technology Assessment, ISHTA 2025, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Nadda also highlighted that the number of medical colleges in the country has increased by 101% since 2014. To strengthen secondary and tertiary healthcare, 22 All India Institutes of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, have been inaugurated. He further emphasized the government's focus on expanding the healthcare sector by providing training to paramedics, nurses and frontline workers.
We are now planning to create 75,000 seats in the next 5 years to come in the medical education. And in the last year, we have been able to enhance to the tune of 13,000. This year, we plan 10,000 more seats. And proposed in the coming times, we will be hitting the target of 75,000 additional seats in the medical education.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius on the 11th and 12th of this month to take part in the National Day celebrations of the island country as the chief guest. A contingent of Indian Defence Forces will participate in the celebrations, along with a ship from the Indian Navy. During the visit, Mr. Modi will call on the President of Mauritius, meet the Prime Minister and hold meetings with senior dignitaries and leaders of political parties in Mauritius. The Prime Minister will also interact with members of the Indian origin community and inaugurate the Civil Service College and the Area Health Centre, both built with India's grant assistance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated the Indian Consulate at Belfast in Northern Ireland last night. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said The consulate will serve the needs of the Indian community. He added that the consulate in Belfast will explore further bilateral cooperation in trade, technology, business and education.
Focus number one is to obviously serve the Indian community, which is about 10,000 and growing. Focus number two is to explore the economic opportunities here. And this is also a meeting point in a way for the UK with the European Union. Focus number three is actually education and technology. We have a number of IT companies here. We have an important university here.
The External Affairs Minister also met Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland, Emma Little-Pengelly, and Junior Minister Isling Riley in Belfast. He thanked them for the support in setting up the consulate. They discussed possibilities for deepening India's engagement with Northern Ireland, especially in skills, cyber, tech, creative industries, and manufacturing. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Canada with new tariffs on its lumber and dairy products. Speaking at a press conference at the Oval Office in the White House last night, the president called out the neighboring country for ripping America off with tremendously high tariffs. He highlighted that Canadian tariffs on U.S. dairy products have reached as high as 250%, which is unfair. He said America will match those tariffs dollar for dollar. Responding to President Trump's claims, Canadian Trade Minister Mary Ng termed the proposed tariffs as completely unjustified. Dubai is abuzz with excitement as India and New Zealand prepare to face off in the summit clash of the ICC Men's Champions Trophy tomorrow. We have a report.
Recent on-day international encounters between these cricketing powerhouses have set the stage for a compelling showdown tomorrow. India enters the final with a strong record, having secured a decisive 44-run victory over New Zealand in the tournament's group stage just a week prior. That win, fueled by a dominant all-round performance, solidified India's position at the top of the group. While India has demonstrated dominance in recent matches, New Zealand's ability to perform under pressure remains a significant factor. The 2019 victory serves as a reminder of their capacity to upset the odds. The upcoming final promises a high-stakes contest, with India's powerful batting facing off against New Zealand's experienced bowling attack. Both teams will draw on their past experiences as they vie for the Champions Trophy title at Dubai. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, two esteemed umpires from the Emirates ICC elite panel, Paul Rifle and Richard Illingworth, will be officiating the title clash tomorrow. Both umpires played key roles in the semi-finals, with Illingworth standing in India's win over Australia and Rifle officiating New Zealand's victory against South Africa. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB will face off against UP Warriors at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty will take on Lin Chun-Yi of Taiwan in the men's single semi-final of Orléans Masters in the French city of Orléans this evening. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by female newsreaders. This initiative began at midnight and will continue throughout the day. As part of the celebrations, all main and hourly bulletins as well as news magazine programs in English and Hindi are being presented by women newsreaders. Additionally, the entire functioning of the English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime today is being managed by the female staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls for more female participation in workforce on International Women's Day as India heads towards becoming third biggest economy of the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government is dedicated to empowerment of women, distributes 450 crore rupees to over 2.5 lakh women during Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat. 75,000 new seats to be added in medical education in the country over the next 5 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurates Indian consulate at Belfast in Northern Ireland. US President Donald Trump threatens Canada with new tariffs on its lumber and dairy products. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on UP Warriors in Lucknow this evening. With that, we end the midday news. This bulletin was produced and compiled by an all-women team from the News Services Division of Akashvani to celebrate the International Women's Day.